Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, along with Johnny. Tonight's affiliates are AdamandEveToys.com, which is a buy one, get one, 50% off, which the code is AETFOGO, which will expire on June 30th. So if you like to have any, if you're in need of some pleasuring, you can go there. And for those who enjoy taking professional videos and sharing them, Vimeo Pro, you can join Vimeo Pro and get business video hosting for less than $17 a month, which you can find all these sponsors and more at AMCPressCo.com, along with, which will be found on our affiliates page, along with AMCPress.me/affiliates. Be ready to enjoy the show. What would you say?
Yes, it'll be a good one tonight.
Yes, yes, it will be. I'm sure people won't be expecting us to be discussing a very large burger that will definitely fill you up for more than just a day.
Well, like more than a week.
Yeah, a week, two, three, depending on how much a person can survive, especially if they eat quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's like 30,000 calorie burger.
Yeah.
I would say it's also as tall as me, which I'm 5'4".
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. It's like big burger or I would just say go to McDonald's. You get like a go to McDonald's and get like a Whopper. No, like a Quarter Pounder. Go to Burger King, get a Whopper.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else and you'll still be doing a lot better than
What is that, like 30 double Quarter Pounder with cheese? There you go.
It's like 30, I can't even fathom that. That's like heart attack waiting a freaking half. Which can lead to, it's like, you like to see your family?
Yeah.
You like to enjoy your kids? Don't have that burger. Like, once you have that burger, I say avoid like plague.
Oh, yes. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Jamie's ringing
Sorry I'm late. I had to fly to LAX to New York City.
Yes, yes. We were just talking. We were talking about how there's a 30,000 calorie burger, which in my opinion is death on wheels. It's like a death trap.
Just over 5 foot.
What?
Yeah.
That just made me spit out seltzer water. What the fuck are you talking about?
A fucking big burger that's a death trap waiting to happen?
Wait,
okay, that's a fucking
the pie
burger.
Scraper.
Okay.
It's
all right. Can I ask something? Can I ask a very stupid question? The stupidest question on earth. How many cows do they have to kill?
I don't know. I'm going to be saying fucking big burger means fucking, that means death trap waiting to happen?
No, coronary waiting to happen.
Death trap.
Yeah.
That's death trap.
Coronary.
That's all. But it's
fucking
still a death
coronary.
Trap. It's still a death trap.
Coronary.
Makes sense.
It's a fucking coronary.
I know.
But yet the
we
funny
know
thing
this.
Is that the funny thing is that well, let's see.
It's got a bacon buddy, which is like a bacon sandwich, spam, spaghetti bolognese, all in the burger.
Okay. I do want to see something. Hold on a second. I just want to see, for my only clarification, how big this fucking burger is.
There's even a picture of it, and it's like...
It's bigger than me.
Insane.
It looks like a totem pole.
Wait a second. Sorry. Is this man insane?
Maybe.
Wait a second.
I'd love to see Adam Richman tackle this.
Yeah, no. I don't think
Adam Richman would ever tackle this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Here.
It's
what?
Like you for want
some,
me to
for
do
for some apparent reason. Okay. His wife wants her husband to have a coronary.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. You know. Number two. He's researched to see if anyone has created the tallest burger.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to the tallest burger, I think he's achieved that.
Yeah, he can.
But?
Yes.
If you're going,
oh, good for you!
Well, if you're going for the tallest burger, you'd achieve that.
Yeah.
Now, any asshole would want to eat it.
That's up to them. Let's take it your own risk.
Well, I mean, it's the tallest burger. That's number one. Okay. Number two, it looks like he's had the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, okay. 30,000 calories.
Yeah, 30.
Yeah.
Comprising of 10 quarter pounded cheeseburgers and 11 half pounds of beef encased in several fast food treats.
Yeah.
Which include a bacon buddy.
Which is a bacon sandwich.
Well, bacon sandwich. Okay. Spam. Okay. And spaghetti bolognese. Now, I ask you another stupid question. how do you include a 7,000, a three, one, how do you include spaghetti bolognese?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, how do you get that into a burger?
That's exactly what I'm wondering. We're wondering the same thing. One, that is one thing, okay? Okay. That's one thing. The other thing is how in the world do you eat it?
Okay, that's exactly nothing.
Without getting sick.
No. Guaranteed you'll get sick.
Yeah.
Guaranteed you'll get sick.
Exactly.
That's guaranteed. However, what in the world
and does that
would
come
you
with
want?
Diet?
Which what?
Does that come with a Diet Coke?
Well, what in the world would you want with a burger that is that tall?
Yeah.
I can tell you this much. Several crack buddies could probably eat that in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's something crazy to actually
well,
know.
If they had enough crack in them, right? Crack people get munchies, right?
Mm.
Right.
Along with people who smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, if you had several teams of marijuana. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. It's like you're just going. It's like, you want to be gone, you want to be having issues, before we go.
Yeah.
Death trap waiting to happen.
How do you get it through a door?
They
must have very tall doors over there. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. It's like, It would almost be like trying to
it would also be like trying to what?
What?
I mean, looking at this, looking at the pie scraper, okay? Okay, Mr. Clarkson is 54.
Yes.
His wife is 39. They are 20 years apart.
Yes.
Age.
Which means that he will die.
Yes,
and I think this is what happened. This is what I'm picturing what happened.
Alright.
His wife hated him so much that she wanted to help his coronary along, so she would agree to build the burger. Okay. That's number one. Okay. Number one. Number two. Number two.
He went for filling the
number
best
two.
Burger.
Okay, number two. Number two. Number two. wife-assisted coronary. That's number one. Number two, I have some extra patties. I don't know what to do with them, says the husband. Wife stupidly suggests, okay then, you're so smart, why don't you build the tallest burger?
Which makes no sense. But
which makes no sense, but makes all the sense in the world.
When you're trying to kill someone.
Exactly.
I'm sure you got his name in the Guinness Book of World Records, though.
Yes.
But I think it has.
But
been.
His wife will get it. You don't get it. His wife will get her name in the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest time killing her husband.
Yeah, very true.
Well.
But I'm bummed.
Yeah,
I mean, the burger's mammoth, anyway. He'll choke on a pork pie. It'll be, goodbye, Robert, or whatever your name is. And plus, his face alone. He's smiling, but he's grimacing as if, I don't know what the fuck to do with this.
It's like, this is not what I wanted.
Well, this is what I wanted.
Like, but not this way.
You know, she probably said, John, hon, John, okay, you know that thing that you've been talking about? Yeah. About the tallest burger in the world. Yeah.
And then I'm sure the end will come in.
No. Do you know that thing about, building double? Yeah. You know you were talking about last night? Yeah. All right, I'll help you build the burger, but you have to promise me that you will not eat it. Or you will eat all of it. Why? Well, number one, you love burgers. Number two, you love burgers. And number three, I want you to die.
It's like waiting for happiness.
You know. But it's funny. It says everybody thinks we're a bit nuts, but they aren't surprised by the things we do now.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're crazy.
I mean, you're out of your depth.
Good thing it was divided up when given out to everybody. Thankfully.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So she said it's a bit of fun and just not just a gimmick. I can honestly say that the pizza burger is delicious. The burger was on display at the chippy shop for a day before being devoured by staff and a few lucky customers.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, so she didn't kill her husband. She actually killed him.
There's bottom.
You eat a 30,000 calorie burger. That's just asking for
most,
it.
Most women just want to make sure that they're actually, I think they're actually able to live and be. It's like, at least she didn't kill him.
Well, yeah.
It's like you want to do what with your husband? Okay.
So you want to do what with the husband? I want to
and
do this.
But like,
you know.
It's like
absolutely
you're
absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
you know,
craziness.
Well, craziness in all ways.
Yeah.
In so many ways. It's like,
oh, yeah.
It would be almost like someone wanting. But then you also have to go from the one extreme. You go from being in a, enjoying a fucking huge burger down to a man who over 50 years collected 7,500 McDonald's items, which means a whole lot of money spent. Yes,
which also means the other extreme, that he should meet the guy who created the tallest burger.
Yeah.
Now.
It's like spend your money. Don't eat the tallest burger. You go from the one extreme saying, I'm going to take the money that would need to be
owner of the world's largest collection of 75,000 McDonald's memorabilia.
Oh my fucking God.
It's almost like you want to enjoy a burger, so meet. How about you enjoy collecting their toys? The toys that go more along with it.
It's been meticulously cataloged and put on display in his home in Pennsylvania, USA.
Okay, I want to...
Hold
on one second.
Okay.
I have glasses. I have Happy Meal cords.
Okay.
Happy Meal display. Equipment,
okay.
My table of contents.
What?
398 different categories. 9 rooms in Mike's home have been given over to you.
Oh my God.
2 miles of shelving. This is my custom glass room. There's over 1,000 different McDonald's cups, glasses, in all different categories.
Mike's career with McDonald's began as a teenager in 1968.
Okay. I do not know. I do not know how in the world somebody does this.
I don't know either. Bear in mind you.
That's one extreme, but 75,000 objects.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Which means...
Yeah. I know.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Is this guy insane?
He must really...
There are people out there that like to collect stuff. So, in all reality, as long as he's not collecting something that could be illegal, like human heads, that sort of thing, he's good.
Well, human heads and whatever.
A certain store that I really love, but 75,000 pieces? Crazy.
It's like, I could understand purchasing, being really into what you're wanting to get. But, see, this bug comes in when you're legitimately causing yourself not only to have, you're, yes, some people might enjoy that stuff. Yes, it's all well and good. But there's times where people don't want certain things.
Yeah.
They don't like those things. So that shows you, that's like saying, nope, I'm going to get something and just be like, yes, I'm going to purchase whatever. And if my family doesn't like it, they can go to hell. So, definitely makes things a little interesting. Most people would not have. But you also have to think, most people probably wouldn't like to see people getting things.
Can you imagine his friends?
There's been other things out there that have that other people don't like. So, it clearly could be a lot worse. And
no,
when
no,
it's
the man was I mean, how you do it? I mean, how I collect playbills because I used to collect playbills because I'm in the theater. Okay, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one thing. The other thing.
As I like to collect other things as well.
Well, yeah.
Like Power Rangers and things like that. Things that relate to childhood. Do I allow things to, do I want to still collect these? Hell yes. Do I take time away from it? Yes, again. I take time away from, I don't allow my collection to control me versus I collect what I like and that's it. It's not like collection can control person. It's like if you want something, you get it within reason. Not $70,000 worth.
Yeah, I collect little things from the Wawa. They usually come out with like little limited time only things, and I collect them.
And I would rather be happy with what I have, and not say, okay, yeah, I'm just going to collect and be broke. No, that's not me. It's the whole, I would rather be very pleased with what I have than just say, okay, what I have is great. I'm not going to knock what I have. Plain and simple. There's people out there that could spend multi-millions and it's like on their collections and say, I just look at it and be like, isn't there anything else that you would, that is out there that you would enjoy and like, and that would actually want to benefit?
Yeah.
Versus saying, oh no, I'm going to get something that is completely off, completely wrong, or something that you will know that people aren't going to accept. Which people don't need except what others like. But it's almost like there's a give and take. Versus saying, oh, no, I'm not going to say, because people could also end up getting into a, could become hoarders as well. So, if you really think about it, I look at it being a way of saying, okay, this is what's out there. Do I need it? Do I want it? Is it even reasonable? If it isn't reasonable, I just say, yeah, no. There's far better things in life than wasting your life's worth, your life's expenses, or your whatever you have, on something that is just, can be either things from overseas, which, yes, those are expensive, but it's those simple types of things. They're worth it, but it's also a point of saying they're worth it as I collect them. But I also know when it's time to say, yeah, I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off because I just feel that it's time. It's like, I look at it as everyone has something they like. Do I admit that I collect things? Oh, yeah, I'm proud of it. Do I allow it to control my life? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would rather say, yeah, I collect within reason. Which is not bad. Which is not terrible. Just know when timing is right, or to feel like there's a way of saying, okay, things need change. There needs to be a breath of fresh air. Which being breath of fresh air means there could be a lot more that you could do.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have to be one thing either.
No. No.
So, it's like, you could enjoy what you do. It's just the control aspect. And I give the guy a lot of credit for how much he collected, but it's almost like, you want to have a lot that you spend, a whole bunch of money that you spend, have to get sold off sooner than later, down the line with this kid that may not understand it, that would be the worst. It would be almost like, oh, you're growing something, like, if someone doesn't like it, or someone doesn't understand it, that means down the line, when you're not there, yes, people might inherit it, but that doesn't mean that they're going to want to actually say, okay, let's collect. Let's do something with this stuff. So, that's where my perspective is on this. I don't know if you guys agree.
Yeah, there's another extreme. The other extreme, and not everything is also that extreme. The other extreme is iPhones. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have an iPhone. Yes, I will confess, I'm part of the Apple community. So is Alison. I don't know if Jeremy is, but
nope.
No, you are not part of the Apple community. Oh, too bad for you. But anyway.
No, you have a smartphone.
Sure,
wait a second. Do you have a dumb phone?
Yeah. I can
text. He starts again. But anyway.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it is kind of funny, you know. How, funny how, you know, people, cops want to catch people who cops want to catch people because they do shit wrong.
Yes.
You know, that's one thing. Okay, fine. Great.
But it's one thing that we all know.
But
that's all. something that we already know. We know how the people work in that industry. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely makes things kind of sucky when you're just like, well, they're not saying, oh, don't be vigilantes.
Uh-uh.
When they're wanting these people to be found. So, what are you supposed to do? Even though vigilante is a being vigilante could lead you into a bind. We all know this. So it's like, yes, don't go and try to search for your lost items. Great, those that do it are those that want to do that. Probably don't know what could be coming to them, which is not good.
Well, no.
So, no. It's like, how could you do this without pissing different people off? I say just don't do it. Don't do it means is a lot better for you.
I mean, yeah. Exactly.
It's like,
don't do it.
Wait for the cops to do it. Because being vigilante just leads trouble. We go to that extreme, and then we end having to go to others as well. Where it's like, what will be next?
I mean, and what will be next in terms of everything else? You know?
People going out of their way to be assholes? Like, for example, people wanting to say that they could control others, like, it could be from someone, like, bosses, I understand, yes, bosses have that right, but when it's Joe Blow, or Jane Doe, who might think people with disabilities, or anyone else, for that matter, that could be different. Has a problem? It's like, come on, let's think about it. It's like, cry me a river, and then come to me.
Yeah.
Or just don't control people. Just try to control people.
Or just don't do anything.
Right, or just say, okay, I'm wrong, and call it a day. Or admit to your wrongdoings. But with the whole iPhone thing, it's like, I could understand where the cops are coming from. Because it's like, you're going to bite the... You might end up where people are not so nice. And
well,
those are still phones. It's like, you're just trouble. But then there's the people who would just like, okay, you're wrong. What the hell? You need help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I say, fuck that shit, and call it a day. And most people don't realize it, but...
You can't handle the truth!
I would rather say that they could go fuck themselves or go fuck it, someone, go talk to someone that they care, go to a medical professional, because I'm sure there's people out there that can help you, can be a very good service. So, it's like you want to push people. Doesn't matter if you have a disability or not. Legally, you have legal rights. And it's almost like saying step back. Let people actually do. People who know what they're doing, do the job. And then do what is needed. Which I'm all fine.
To do what is needed.
In basically getting the justice. Or if you can't get the phone, just save your data and call it a day. There's always
exactly.
a way of locking the phone. It's not ending
exactly.
the world.
Exactly. So now there's always a way of locking phone, but now we go to from that. Jesus. We go to that straight to. Well, back in the 1990s, there was this. There was Michael Aig, who was the most infamous club kid in the 1990s and was released from prison on Monday, serving a 17 years for first degree manslaughter. Speculation would begin that after serving 17 years, and dismembering his roommate Andre Angel Menendez over a drug debt, would surely return to the New York club scene, where he was once a flamboyant figure at Limelight and other Manhattan dens of hedonism. Now, Limelight was another club which he frequented, and these were like drag queens. You know.
Right.
If you ever heard of Jesse St. James, well, Michael Aig was his sort of, you want to call, rival? Yeah. Sure. He was his rival. And Jesse St. James wrote a really famous book called Party Monster. Which is a great movie. However, the late 80s, it was a thing of hedonism. And Party Monster, which starred Macaulay Culkin as a, preceded that, was preceded by a 1998 documentary called Party Animal, a shockumentary, which was both now both of these are not on Netflix, but that's not the point. The point is
right.
that, you know, he's owned up he's owned up after 17 years, and he says, I'm happy to be free and so grateful for the second chance. Can't wait to see Jesse St. James at dinner. On his first night of freedom, Cinco de Mayo, which, in fact, was on Monday.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Geez, I can't believe it was Monday. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Poof.
I know.
Anyway, as a self-promoting ex-con referred to it on Twitter, Aig 48 wore his blue prison-issued shirt to dinner at the Allman Restaurant in Manhattan, Flatiron District, with approximately a dozen friends from his club days. Among those intended were former club kid Ernie Glam, who's now a journalist, Scott Overford, former NASA party promoter and DJ, and Astro, a long-time night fixture, and Jesse Sailor James, who chronicled Melendez's death in the 1997 book Disco Bloodbath. Now, if you
right.
want to have, if you want to, if you want to follow the story more or read about this story more, and you want to view the documentary Party Monster, the shockumentary, basically, it's available on YouTube under Party Monster, the shockumentary, or you can go to our website and we'll post this link up to the website.
Or
in,
like
in with,
or
yeah,
anything of that
which,
sort.
Well, yeah, in which we should, I should include that. You know, I saw both of these things, and I was deeply not depressed around it, but definitely touchy about it.
Makes sense.
You know, definitely touchy about it, and you know, Jesse St. James right now, he reaps millions because he wrote the book.
It's like, for doing the book, he's done. It's like, if he didn't do the book, no one would know about what happened either. If you think about it.
Well, yeah. And, James St. James, rather. I mean, he has, it's funny, because, like, he wrote a letter to James St. James,
yeah.
to Michael Egg, which was pretty funny. On Trendy Diets, if you need a conversation opener, try gluttony. It's all anyone talks about anymore. Say you're thinking about going gluten-free and see how people lighten up. On smartphones, I still have an iPhone 4. Its calculator is an abacus. My grinder has pilgrims in my area. On clubbing, you aren't going to believe this one. The clubs now play 40. Now play Rihanna, Britney Spears, Katy Perry, and that's it. It's very sad.
Yeah.
The scene has changed. Clubs aren't the versus pleasure palaces anymore of yore. Now it's just thousands of shrieking girls taking selfies and dancing to Wake Me Up by Avicii. On Superfans. On Superfans, stay away from believers, little monsters, and directioners. They make Holocaust deniers seem well reasonable, and they will cut a bitch if you cross them. On today's drug dealers almost.
Oh
have
my!
I know. Drug dealers always have Party Monster on, or Kill Bill Volume 2, literally without fail, in every drug dealer's apartment you will ever go to, and I'm not advising you to go to any, but
right.
there you are, on a loop, on contemporary cuisine. Oh my god, Burger King has changed their french fries. and the world has never been the same. On fashion. Everyone has killer style right now. Kids in Peoria are as fabulous as kids in Williamsburg. It's rather dizzying and kind of depressing when everybody is fabulous. No one is.
He's right.
Yeah.
Now, I totally agree with him. Because, like, I feel, you know, I don't know about you, and I don't know about Johnny, but I feel like today's world is a bit of the is a bit of the 90s, the early 90s, a bit of it.
No, we're lacking. I feel like we're lacking some of the luster that the 90s had because of what was out there. The TV shows were quality, which we all know. There's
yeah.
some really, really freaking amazing shows that were out there that now they're, yes, thrilled that, I'm thrilled that Girl Meets World is coming on, which means our childhood is going to be back because of Boy Meets World and the cast, even though it's not, even though it won't be focusing on Topanga and Corey. Still means there's a...
No, I mean, it will, and I think it will. It'll probably be more focused on the girls, but...
Right.
At least...
We still get them back, which is great. We get those who we grew up with back.
It's going to be when MTV started playing music again.
Well, MTV, no, we have a whole thing about that. It's called, what's the fucking channel? Fuse.
Like, what?
Fuse has become the new MTV, though.
And then you also think about it where now we have reality shows of the yin yang. I'm more thrilled with watching BBC America.
Oh, yeah.
Than watching Orphan Black, watching Orange is the New Black on Netflix, and there's so many shows coming on. It's like TV, not so much.
Oh, it's like Orange is the New Black. It's been renewed.
And it hasn't even aired. It hasn't even aired yet.
Wait a second. Stop the presses. Stop. What did you say, Tony?
Orange is the New Black got renewed for season 3.
And it hasn't been released yet, so...
Oh, that gives hope to me.
That makes me very happy as well.
June 6th?
That makes us very happy. As well, since I'm a big Orange is the New Black fan. So... This is great news. This is just phenomenal news.
It is. It
when
is.
When you think
very...
about it, it's like... I'm happy about it. And even when you think about the entertainment that's online, there's Netflix, there's YouTube, there's Hulu, then it goes down the line.
It's Amazon.
Yeah, which, there's Amazon.
You know what, fucking
yeah.
Great.
And then we go, and there's so much more. There's so much that we, that's at our fingertips.
I mean, there's
now.
So
there's
much
also,
choice now. It's overloaded.
And then we could also, we're not even considering the fact that there's also the entertainment of the free, there's the whole, not free, but there's so many other things, like, that are out there. Like podcasts, like the Nerdist, down to...
down to so many other things that you don't even necessarily be online. Watch TV anymore. You can enjoy your favorite comedians at
we're available at like a touch of your fingertips.
Yeah. And it's like, that's how far we have came with media, and that just brings so much knowledge.
Who knows what's coming next?
We don't know what's coming next.
At this point, we could say that there's a lot of... We could definitely have some great things coming down the line. It doesn't have to be something... It doesn't have to be, like... There's so many new shows that are being released. Even on, like, the regular, like, TV series are becoming more in-depth, too. Like, if you didn't like BBC series, we wouldn't have the series we have. We wouldn't have access to the BBC either. Which provides a lot of unique shows, and it's more, they also provide views that you wouldn't necessarily get from the standard series here.
So, yeah. Exactly.
Which I say it's definitely worth it. In the end, it's like we definitely have gotten... We came a long way with entertainment, music, movies, the gamut.
Yeah, we did. We've come a long way. You know, it's ridiculous, but do I think the economy is going to get better?
Mark, we're down 2 minutes.
We will see you tomorrow, folks.
Yes, and then we're going to save our last story for the start of the show, which means we'll see you tomorrow.
So
find us at itsmyurals.com/angelclub.
Good night.
Bye.